Good morning, everybody. It's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Foam Ball Friday, Sand Facial Saturday, and Swami Says Sunday Surf Report, all brought to you by the Main Street Pub, home of fresh squeezed drinks, great food, and live music. Main Street Pub is now open. Check their info on Facebook for hours of operation. Next Friday, May 22nd, live music returns to the Main Street Pub. Now that's downtown, baby. Main Street Pub. Thanks for sponsoring Report for many years, Main Street. And it's going to be a lot of fun coming up. Hopefully we get through this next couple weeks here. Hopefully things are going to clear up here. Not too much of a flare up with this virus thing. It's pretty sick and dangerous stuff out there. So here's what's going on. We do have a big surf weekend coming up as far as wind chop swell. Panhandle today and tomorrow, you guys, wind's about to fade away. And you're going to have a little background swell for Saturday and Sunday, then it looks like it's going to drop down. So that's the Panhandle. They already had a lot of wind. It's going to stop, calm down up there. Now, we're just getting ready to have some fun here. That low pressure really hasn't formed yet. It's still working on it. And as the day goes on, the winds are going to kick in a little bit more out of the east, up to 30 with possible gusts over 30, but averaging around 25. And it's going to stay that way all day on Friday. Now, Saturday, the wind's going to have a little more east-northeast into it, in about the same strength, pretty strong still, in the 30-mile-an-hour zone possible as it develops off the coast. And it looks like on Saturday, the winds shift to northeast, east-northeast and northeast by the end of the day, and the winds are still going to be pretty strong. But now it looks like Sunday, better get up early and be ready to go on Sunday because...
Hey, Holly.
Hi. Holly to you, too.
He's so Holly, he doesn't even know he's Holly. Beat it, Holly, buddy. This is our way.
Oh, yeah? Glad to see your name on
him. As in a storm, the winds are going to clock around on Sunday, northeast to north to possibly northwest by the end of the day or even sooner. Sometimes this stuff happens faster than the prediction on the computer models. So you just have to be ready. But what's going to be the bigger day is going to be Sunday, because once this storm pulls away, they're not like these big cold fronts. The swell area is much smaller area that they give you swell. So looks like by Monday, the winds will be calm and so probably off the northwest to west. And not too much leftover swell. There should be some in the morning, but don't be thinking that Monday is going to be an all-day surf session, because once that wind dies from a wind swell, which this is, the swell dies quickly too. So there you got your report. Get ready for the wind today more and on Saturday, and then Sunday shifting more. Piers are going to be clean on the south sides, probably Saturday afternoon late, possibly cleaning up surf on Sunday, and Monday leftovers in the morning. Get it while you can. All right, we got a commercial for the Quiver Grip, killer way to store your surfboard. And thanks again to the Main Street Pub. And they're back open. Check out their Facebook page. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru, a cure-all product for surfboard storage. It's the only surfboard storage solution you'll need. Quiver Grip installs just about anywhere. It's simple, safe, and secure location for your surfboards. Check them out at quivergrip.com.